ask in person to do a message, as we're doing these Bible readings, on the person of God. The world, the religious world, in so many ways, has the person of God all messed up. And if you, I don't care how religious you are, I don't care how so-called righteous you are, I don't care how many things you got right about the Bible, if you got God wrong, you're really in the right, in a bad place. The world looks upon God as so many times as somebody so far away. You look at the Jehovah's Witnesses, of course that's a cult. You look at the Catholic Church, which really is pretty much a cult. A lot of paganism in that. You look at these people and they have God so far away that you cannot touch Him. God came to you. Now, if you look at theosophy, you look at Mary Baker Eddy, her Christian Science. It's not Christian, it's not science. You look at Joseph Smith, and you look at Brigham Young and the church that they built, because they said God was unhappy with all the religions, or at least Joseph Smith said that. Now, the upper echelon of the Mormon Church realizes and admits that Joseph Smith was a fraud. Total fraud. There was no books, no golden plates, nothing like that. That was all fraudulent. Yet they still say that. But the worst thing about Mormonism is the person of God. Joseph Smith said one time that Adam was the only God from which they worshipped, and or any God, or the only God in which they had anything to do with. The idea in Mormonism is that God is an exalted mankind. He's an exalted man. And that every Mormon has a chance to become what we might a God over his own little smaller universe than Adam God, because Adam God is so far ahead of them that they can't ever catch up to him. But he showed them so all of these ways to do this, and they baptized for the dead, and they have their little sub kingdoms that they're going to build. That is not the God of the Bible. Islam's God, Allah, is not the God of the Bible. Islam is a beast like being, so to speak. In Islam, he loves to torture people. He loves to send people to hell. He loves to torture and brutalize women and children. And why do you think they go around killing people all over, killing each other also? There's all kinds of denominations of Islam, and they all kill each other. And they will kill you and me if they can. Wherever Islam has gone in the world, they have called chaos. They have caused chaos. Islam is not a peaceful religion. I don't care what George Bush says or anybody else. Islam is not a peaceful religion because they have a bad idea of who God is. God is not an exalted human being. God is not some beast back there someplace, an ogre reaching down and crushing people and creating hell and creating people to go to hell. God did not create people to go to hell. He did not create the reprobate. He created a Savior for us. And the Savior wasn't a man that became a God. He was God that became man to redeem us, that he would be related to the earth. Now, how do we know that there is a Bible? How do we know that there is a God? Well, the Bible is a book that was written basically over 1,500 to 2,000 years with about 40 different writers. They didn't get anything wrong. All of them agreed to each other in prophecy and everything, whether they knew each other or whether they even saw another prophecy, because God was the author. The Bible says in Genesis 1 and 1, Barashith bara Elohim et hashamayim v'et ha'aretz, in Hebrew. In one of the beginnings, Barashith, in one of the beginnings. He had created, third person masculine, singular, perfect tense. He had created God, Elohim. The term Elohim means it is not singular, it is not dual, but it is plural. It means three or more. Powerful beings. Three or more powerful beings. Now the Bible says that there is a God. Simple as that. The book of Hebrews says that if we want to please God, if we want to be with God, we have to believe that God is. Now we talk about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am not a computer programmer. I use a computer. That's how you've got all these messages out there. I hardly know what I'm doing. I have done it thousands of times, so I'm really fast at it, and I can get it done, except that I hardly know what I'm doing. But I know this, that a computer has hardware. That's the box it's in. And all of the things, the CD player, the DVD player, and Ripper, and all of this kind of stuff, it's all in there, and it is what we call material. Hardware. And then we have software. The hardware won't work if the software isn't there. And then the hardware won't work, the software won't work unless there is energy to run it. Now I'm not trying to bring God down to a real low place here with condescension, but I want you to understand something about God. God is eternal. God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are co-eternal. The Holy Spirit was not created. The Son was not created. The Father was not created. They are co-equal, and you are a living expression of them. I didn't say you're a God either. You're not. You're never going to be God. The Father is the software. The Son is the hardware. And the Holy Spirit is the energy that makes it run. Dr. J. Lewis Guthrie said a long time ago in Christ and Creation, he said that the Holy Spirit held in solution the whole eternal universe in solution in himself. And in himself was the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But the energy of that, the power of that, is the Holy Spirit. God is not God without the Holy Spirit. God is not God without the Son. God is not God without the Father. And I'm trying to bring this down to a level where you can understand. God is eternal. He didn't become God. He didn't go out and populate universes and propagate it himself. He created. He didn't create by sexual activity. He created by speaking things into existence, it says. Now, Hebrews 3 and 4 says that God is the builder of all things. And John, the first chapter, and the first few verses there, it says, N-R-K, ain't ho logos, kai ho logos, ain't proston theo, and kai ho logos, ain't theos. In beginning, kept on being the Jehovah. The word there, it means Jehovah. That is a Hebraism coming from Hathavor in Hebrew. In beginning, kept on being Jehovah. And the word Jehovah comes from the word Hayah in Hebrew. And it means one who shall become. One who shall become. Now God, in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son, walked with Adam in the garden. In the person of Jesus Christ, Jehovah, where he became flesh. In R.K. Ain't Ho Logos, in the beginning, kept on being the Jehovah, or the Word. And the Jehovah, or the Word, kept on being an inseparable part of the Godhead. Because how could you take him out and still have God? The last verse and the last sentence, there's three sentences in John 1 and 1. The last sentence says, Kai Logos, ain theos, or kai theos, ain ho logos. It doesn't really matter because that's a predicate denominative. Everything on one side of that linking verb, which is ain, third person singular, imperfect, indicative, active, everything on one side of that linking verb and on the other side is the same person, number, gender, and case, and reality in eternity. Because God kept on being Jehovah. And then John 1:14 says, Kai halogos sarx agathos, and the word Jehovah, flesh he became, and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then in John 1:8 says, no one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God, the one being in the bosom of the Father, that one has led himself out. Jesus said in Mark, he said, if you destroy this body, I'll raise it up after 3 days. The Bible also says the eternal spirit raised him up. And the Bible says also that God the Father raised him up from the dead and resurrected him. The real story is that the triune God raised himself up. The person, the physical expression of God, John 1:18 and Colossians the first chapter and verse 15, 16, thereabouts. Jesus Christ created all things because he was the physical part of it. He created all things, the physical part. He created the physical universe. The power to do it came through the Holy Spirit. Jesus never performed one miracle himself, but through the Holy, eternal Spirit of God, he created every miracle in his public ministry to prove that he was Messiah, that he was Jehovah to come. Genesis 3:15 says it makes the first promise of the Redeemer, and the Redeemer would be the seed of the woman. As it's saying there in the Hebrew, God, Jehovah, is speaking there to Adam. The Holy Spirit and the Father are all there present in the Son. You want to see the Father, Jesus said? Look at me. If you've seen me, you see the Father. He's a physical, pressed out, invisible image of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Now, in John, the first chapter, and Hebrews, in the book of Colossians, the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, it tells us that Jesus Christ is Jehovah, the Jehovah of the Old Testament. In 1 Timothy 1:7, it says, 1:17, it says, he is our eternal King, he is immortal, he is invisible, and he's our only God. You'll never see the Father. You'll never see the Holy Spirit. But you can tangibly see and touch the Son of God. God the Son. Because he is the pressed out image of the invisible God. He did not become. And John 1:1 said he always existed. He was always inseparable part of the Godhead. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary there in Nazareth and impregnated her with the person of the Son of God. Now, Adam means of the earth. Adam means red and earthy. Adam in Hebrew. And Adam is related to the earth. Now, Adam wasn't taken from the earth, but he was taken from the same elements as the earth. That's in the Hebrew too, by the way. The Hebrew Bible is extremely important for your theology, and so is the Greek New Testament. Adam was taken from the same elements of the earth, that he will return to the earth, or turn to the earth when he dies. We all do that. Jesus Christ's body never suffered corruption because he was sinless. And he could be sinless because a woman cannot pass on the sin nature to a child. It is through the Father. And Jesus had no earthly father. His blood was divine blood. His blood, the divine blood, is what redeems us. The Father laid out the plans. The Holy Spirit in the energy institutes and empowers the plans. And the Son of God speaks it into existence. Because He's there. He's the hardware. He's the physical image of the invisible God. Now, the Bible simply says that God exists in Psalm 90 and verse 2 and 102 and verse 27, Isaiah 57 and verse 15. The moral character of God is that He is love. John said in 1 John, God is love. He's not an ogre. He doesn't create the reprobate. He doesn't create hell to send you in hell, unlike the God of the Islam. He created hell so He can make people suffer. God is, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, the cosmos. He's going to redeem the whole cosmos back. The cosmos He loves. The dirt you walk upon, the trees you see out there, the little animals running around in the world. He's going to redeem all that back to Himself one of these days. Adam sold it out there in the Garden of Eden. By the way, there were two Edens. The Eden where Lucifer stood, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. That was the Eden. Eden's the throne room. And as far as I can tell, both Edens were upon the earth, Hephaestus Gaes, El Haaretz in Hebrew. Eden was on the earth. And that was the throne room for Lucifer. And Lucifer tore up his house, Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 14, and destroyed it. That's why we got fossil fuels down there in the ground. Nothing wrong with using it either. God put it there for use. God created the earth. In Genesis, the first chapter, after verse number 2, it says, We ha'aretz. Ha'ayatuhu bavuhu. We hoke el panei hamayim, we ruah elohim meripacheth el panei mayim. It says, and the earth she had become formless and void, and there was darkness over the faces of the deep, and it said, Spirit God, Spirit God, Spirit God, the Holy Spirit, suffered over, mourned over the faces of the deep, and then God began to put it back together again. The earth was created in eternity past. In space and time, God reconstructed the earth after that period of time, after the eternity when it was destroyed. The earth was created in eternity past. How many million, billion, trillion years ago? I do not know. The Bible doesn't say that. But it happened, and then it was destroyed by Lucifer and possibly some of his angel buddies and demon spirits. Spirits and angels are separate and different beings. Angels have form. They appear. They have form. They are clothed. Spirits are not. And the fallen spirits are demons. Daimonia. All right? Ad spirits. Ra. Nu. Ruah. Bad spirits. The good ones are our ministering spirits, and we have guardian angels too. But there's a whole bunch of bad ones up there too. And the bad ones tore up the earth. God had to put some of them in the bottomless pit to be turned out loose upon us during the tribulation period over here. And then everything will be judged and thrown into the lake of fire, which doesn't exist yet. God's going to create that. That's eternal hellfire. Sheol, or Hades, exists now. It is the garbage pit of humanity. And before the Jesus Christ, it was also paradise, one part of it. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, He took all of those with Him to paradise. Heaven, Hashemayim, the uplifted waters, everything above the uplifted waters, it says. Now, there's nothing too difficult for God to do. We live in space and time, and we don't understand the power and the omniscience and the omnipotence of God at all. We try to relate everything to us. Man is limited. We are limited by years. I've lived almost 80 years in my life, and that's a lot shorter lifetime than what Abraham lived, or Isaac, or any of those. Noah, Adam, they lived almost a millennia. Methuselah, 969 years. Boy, if a man kept his marbles together for 900 years, he could really learn something, couldn't he? If he could recall all of it. I'm going to tell you something. Adam and those back then knew a lot about the earth and the heavens and science and creation and the animal world that we have even lost today. Nothing's hidden from the mind of God at all. God, when he judges anything, he will judge with righteous judgment. He's not evil. He doesn't create evil. He creates good. Even Lucifer, when he was created, and all of the fallen angels, and all of the demon spirits, when he created them, they were good. Good, tov in Hebrew. Kalos in Greek. Good, akathos. Good. And they became bad. The earth was created in perfection, but she became a chaos. And then God put her back together. God manifests his righteousness in dealing with sin. We all die because of sin. We all die. Jesus Christ had no sin. He didn't die a natural death. He died by being murdered. Murdered by a malefactor humanity. Religious leaders put him to death. Pontius Pilate did everything he could do to save his life. And he washed his hands of his death. That I find no fault in him. But in reality, all of our faults were laid upon the person of Jesus Christ. The faults, the sins of every mankind that ever lived in this world, there on the cross of Calvary were laid upon our Savior. All of them. Jesus Christ sufficiently died for all man. But only those that will efficaciously accept Jesus Christ as their Savior, repenting of their sins, walk in newness of life, and that's not about salvation by works either. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For in grace ye are having been saved." Once you have accepted Jesus Christ, you are having been saved through faith, and the faith didn't come from you either. It's a gift of God. God manifests his righteousness in hell, in creating a hell. Because wickedness and sin cannot coexist with God. The Bible wants us to depend upon God for our very... Marilyn, you memorized the Lord's Prayer so many years ago. It says to provide for us. Lord, provide for us food and shelter. It says that lead us not in temptation, or let us be led into temptation. Psalm 23 says, "For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He provides bread and food for me in the presence of my enemies. Even though we walk through the shadow of the valley of the shadows of death, we will fear no evil, for he's with us." And you that have repented, you that believed in God, you that believe in Jesus Christ as God the Son, the Eternal One, not Adam, not Allah, not Mary Baker Eddy's weird conception of God, or Jehovah's Witnesses, or whatever. The real God of the Bible is the eternal God that loves you. He created the universe to share his love with it, not to be vengeful and tear it up like the devil did. So many people equate God with some of the attributes of Satan. He doesn't have that. The God does never argues his existence, does he? God never argues his existence. He said, I am. Asher, I am that I am. Ego eimi. I am that I am. John 1:14. John 8:58. The eternal God. Jesus, as he was being interrogated by the religious leaders of his day, they said, you're so-and-so, and you say you're older than Abraham, and you're not yet 50 years old or whatever. And he said, before Abraham was, I am. He said, I am the great I am, Exodus 3:14. Moses asked God, who shall I say sent me? And God said, Jehovah said, I am that I am. Asher haya asher. I am that I am. The eternal one. In summary, God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, isn't he? So many people try to make God the Father. So many people try to make God the Holy Spirit. And some of the charismatic groups today, they don't talk about anything but the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. They leave out Jesus and they leave out the Father. God is omnipresent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipotent. He's omnipresent and he's everywhere. Jesus said, I must go away. If I go away, then I will send another comforter to you. And Jesus is with every one of his churches today, true New Testament churches, throughout the world. And his Holy Spirit leads us in rightly dividing the Word of God. The Word of God is beautiful. It's sufficient for all of our ruling faith. I'm constantly reading church history and studying all the time. Baptists have had one statement all the way down. They believe that the Bible is our complete rule of faith and practice. Why, the Islam has the Quran and then the Hadith, Ahadith, the Sunnahs, the Sharia law, all of that, all the commentaries. The Jewish people have all the commentaries. They have the Mishnah of the Talmud, all of that, the Kabbalah. The old witnesses have the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society, and those that pin down what they are to believe and not listen to anything else. You know, when you're in the Word of God, nothing, none of these false religions are going to bother you. If you're in the Word of God and you're in the truth, I've had people say that they were Baptists and they became Catholics, they became Jehovah's Witnesses, they became Mormons. Hogwash. If you're a Baptist, you're never going to be anything else. That's it. You're not going to accept the doctrines and covenants of pearl of great price. You're not going to accept Jesus Christ by James Talmage. You're not going to accept these things. You're not going to accept the Quran. The Quran is a perversion of the Bible, and yet I've talked to Islamic people. They said, the Bible's corrupted. The Bible's corrupted, all right, in the doctrines and covenants and pearl of great price and in the Book of Mormon. It is corrupted in the Quran. It's corrupted in Jehovah's Witness writings. It's corrupted in Catholicism. God is God. God is one time, nothing ever created, but ever never existed but God. In arche, ein ho logos. In beginning, kept on being the Jehovah. That word there is arche. That's locative singular feminine. In arche. Locative singular feminine. There is no other beginning. That isn't the beginning of beginning of beginnings. That's an eternity past when nothing but God existed. God didn't become a man, or man didn't become God. Adam God didn't become man. Adam God lived and died. He didn't have a whole universe by himself. You know, Mormons want to go out and start their own universe. And they go into heaven and they keep on propagating and making more and more people, more and more people, more and more people. That is like Islam. With it, all the virgins popping grapes in their mouth, all the round-eyed, beautiful, dark-eyed virgins. Heaven is not a place where you procreate. Heaven is a place where we're going to worship God in Him only. We're not going to go and create our own world. We're not going to go there. The Bible says that his churches are going to be his bride. There's a lot of guests at the wedding. There's a lot of other saved people there that aren't part of the bride. The bride is those very, very faithful people that become in such close proximity with their Savior that they are his bride. And they will rule and reign with him forever. The churches will even help judge angels. But there are servants in heaven too. There are ditch diggers in heaven, you might say. Some of them that were saved that just didn't do very much. But they're there. A lot of people say, give me a little cabin in a corner of glory land. Yeah, that's, you'll have one. But he talked about having this beautiful, beautiful city. Basically 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles. The city four square. Amy McPherson founded her religion on the city four square. Four square church. It's not the Lord's church. We're founded by the wrong person. Jesus Christ founded his church. And it lasted all the way down through the ages. From all the way from the seashores of Galilee until the Lord comes back and takes her up with himself and all the saved too. And then he turns it hell on loose on earth with the tribulation period to bring Israel back to him. Israel has an eternal place in the economy of God as long as well as the church. Israel will never become the church. The church will never become Israel. That's two separate entities. I hope that this message on the person of God helps you understand the person of God just a little bit. God is not evil. He cannot create evil. He cannot produce evil. After evil becomes, he can control it. He can contain it. But evil becomes of itself. He said, well, how in the world did evil become if God didn't create evil? Well, he created all things good, but with volition. Angels have volition. Adam had volition. You have volition. And the Bible says in the Lamb's Book of Life, before the creation of the whole world, God wrote down everybody's name that's going to be saved by his omniscience, remember. The Bible says that no one comes to God by himself, but the Holy Spirit draws. The Holy Spirit draws all men sometime to him. God is God. He's not an exalted man. He's not the figment of Muhammad or whoever's imagination, or Joseph Smith or Brigham Young or Charles Taze Russell or Herbert Armstrong, which that group now has become evangelic Christians. Thank the Lord for that. God created. He didn't create other things to become God. God is God. You will never become God. You will never be a God. You're not a God in embryo. Not a future God. You're a man that was created to fellowship with God and to worship God. And God gives us that privilege. Our Father, we send this message out to touch the world with who you are. Please forgive me where I failed you. Help this message to touch hearts and turn the light on in minds and hearts also when people in false religions that they might follow you and just ask you to save them and forgive them of their sins and help you guide them through this jungle of a world that we live in today. In Jesus' name we pray. Please forgive me where I failed you.